You may take control of the airwaves. We'll be launching here into the second hour. That's what we're doing right now, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. And joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can actually get interactive. Control the content of the site. What you see on the front page, the numbered items as you scroll down the page, those items are what we call show prep. And it can be anything. It could be whatever you find online that you think is fun, interesting, outrageous, exciting. You just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must acquire a certain number of votes in order to be promoted, as it's called, to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head over there and get interactive. freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your calls and thoughts, John is listening to WNIS in, Are you listening to WNIS out on the coast in Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. John from Yorktown.
Very good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Radio program.
Welcome, sir.
First time I've heard it, actually. And,
it's going to be shocking.
Quick comment and then a question.
Okay.
The comment is regarding this free state thing.
Yes.
I like what I hear. I think it's interesting. I kind of wonder if the government was following the Constitution, if it would be needed.
If the government were following the Constitution, would the Free State Project be needed? I would say that if the government were following the Constitution in general, that would probably mean we'd hopefully have a small government. But then again, you could argue that the government is following the Constitution. That the Constitution has gotten us where we are today. That everything that they've done is constitutional.
The Supreme Court, which has appellate jurisdiction, really is the only body that is supposed to interpret the Constitution. And sure, they've interpreted people having the right to keep and bear arms and that not being infringed as 20,000 laws infringing it. But that's their interpretation, and what we say doesn't matter.
But let's put it as that. Let's phrase it slightly differently. Let's just say if the government were really, really small, then yeah, I think you're right. The Free State Project would never have come up as an idea.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. It's the intrusiveness. Where do you run from a federal government? You can't go to a different state. There's really nowhere to hide.
I heard you, man.
If they can reach from state to state. The second thing, the reason I called was your idea of freedom. And I just have a comment, but before I make my comment, I'd like to know how you define freedom.
Well, I'd say it's pretty easy. Freedom is the ability to do what you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. Just keep your word and do what you say you're going to do and don't harm other people.
Okay,
I agree.
So it's in not harming, and I guess that could probably be further defined as what would be a definition of harming another person.
What's that?
Is speech harmful to another person?
I would say so. You would have to be able to quantify harm, and generally harm would be harming someone physically, like the sort of classic definition that everyone would think of, or taking their property, damaging their property, something like that, something that's quantifiable.
Yeah. Here's my point. And it's in regards to freedom, and I'll give you an illustrative example once I talk a little bit about what I think freedom is. And freedom, I believe, is not being able to do what you want. I believe that freedom is actually doing the right thing. And now, how do you define right? That's a whole nother thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I'm getting at. I had a Russian gentleman who was cleaning my carpets in my house, and I said, and I was kind of wondering, he was a young guy, maybe in his 20s, asked him how he came over here, and he was over here illegally, kind of went around. He had been here on a student visa, ran out, and then he came back. And
that is a heroic man.
He's a very, very smart kid, sounds like. But I asked him, I said, what's it like in the former Soviet Union, and where were you from? And he was from the Siberian area. And he says, well, let me tell you, it's much more free there than it is in the United States. And that was his opinion. And I said, well, why would you say that? And he says, well, because you can do what you want, And so my rebuttal to that is that freedom, there is no freedom without law. And there is no freedom without just laws. So if, for instance, if somebody can, like you're saying, do no harm to another person. If somebody decides something is right in their own eyes, and they act on that, quote, liberty, that can infringe on somebody else's. So
I got you. I was listening to you talk about the
Constitution Party, which I had no idea until you started talking about it, and the Libertarian Party, obviously, I've heard of. I'm a conservative by nature. I tend to vote Republican because that tends to be the option that I have available. I don't necessarily like the Republicans, but it's kind of, you know, in this election.
So I want to talk about this thing about laws. Before you go on, I want to talk about this, the idea of just laws. And this is something that is trotted out. I think everybody wants laws that are implemented equally. But we're pretty clear that in the times of kings and princes, that the king's men were probably afforded a little better justice than the serfs, and that the princes and the dukes and that kind of thing got even better justice. And by justice, I'm using quotation marks there. And I don't think it's any different now. When you look at politicians and the children of politicians, they get much better justice. Jeb Bush's daughter was caught doing some drugs back when I lived
crack.
In Florida. And for whatever reason, they didn't arrest her and throw her in prison for several years.
Wait.
Let me you got the filibuster. Let me go ahead and make this clear. So obviously there's a difference there. You don't think that police officers pull over police officers and give them stop sign tickets, I'm sure.
No.
And so there's currently by no means a rule of law in this country, and I don't think there ever was. And I don't think the rule of law has ever existed as long as man has existed. So the question is, how do we get to a place where the rule of law exists? And I would say that the best way is to have competition in the area of enforcement, the area of justice. Mm. And the only way you're going to have competition is when you get the state out of a monopoly position. Currently, you cannot take someone to another court. You must take them through the arduous, fixed courts that currently exist. And by fixed, I mean the person with the most money wins. And so you don't have an option. There is no competition there. If police want to enforce, if the police chiefs want to enforce laws that are against what the people want, i.e. in California, they're going around and shutting down marijuana dispensaries that were put in place by the people, well, they can just go ahead and do that. There's nothing anybody can do about it because there's no competition. Now you can go.
Okay, yeah, I think those are all very valid and good points. I guess what I'm getting to, and this is more of a moral framework and a ground of how you come out with laws. And my point is simply this, is that you do legislate morality. That is what laws do. Whether it's do not murder or whether it's do not steal, that is legislating morality in a sense.
I got you. I think that's I think it's a relatively
true
statement.
Mine is, I think, is I heard one of your, I don't know if it was you or your other guy commenting about pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, the idea that it isn't detrimental is really, I think, very naive. And so you go, well, okay, what level does the government or should the government have? To what level could they legislate morality?
They shouldn't do anything because I should be able to be engage in activity that is John, I should be able to engage in activity that is detrimental to me. That's the line upon which I would draw.
It's my body and I own it.
Thieving and murdering and raping and arson and these things have defined victims. However, someone looking at some pornography, somebody gambling, somebody engaging in some sort of sexual behavior with another consenting adult is in no way, shape, or form harming anybody else. You can have a moral belief against it, but ultimately legislating against it is even more immoral because then you're attempting to force your morality on other people. And I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Tim, listening in Madison, listening to the Mike 92.1. Hey, Tim.
Hey, I'm kind of new to the show. And,
welcome, sir.
I find it, interesting. I'm just wondering, as far as like constructs go, do you guys embrace money and ownership of property?
Yes.
Let's talk about it. I think it's a great question. Hang on, Tim. We'll bring you back and get into that a little deeper. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What I'd like to know is how you can't embrace those ideas. How can you exist without those two concepts? 855-450-FREE. We'll dig in further and, of course, take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Right words at the right time to the right person can be a great blessing. But we must learn the art of talking about a negative situation in a positive way. I find that if I'm talking just to be talking, I usually speak out of my emotions, and most of what I say is useless. I may be giving other people information, but I'm not helping myself, and I'm not helping them. And often I find that I feel worse after talking than I did before I opened my mouth. Anytime we talk to someone else about our problems, we should be doing so in search of an answer or some wise counsel that can comfort us. I encourage you, and I encourage myself, to use wisdom with all of our words. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world. Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do, dial in toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room, built into the same page as the cam. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that. For free, of course. cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online currency. They're a new step forward in the area of money. What's the step forward been in the last step forward in the area of money? Paper?
That's not a forward step.
It might not be.
It was if you look at paper as a warehouse receipt, that was a forward step.
That's
in
what
that,
it was.
In that when people were carrying around a bunch of gold and silver, it was getting kind of heavy, and so somebody came up with the idea, hey, I'll hold your gold and silver, if you trust me, I'll hold your gold and silver, I'll issue this warehouse receipt. When you're ready to come and get the gold, you can just hand me the warehouse receipt and I'll hand you the gold back. And that was kind of the original idea behind banking. And it worked for a while until they took the backing away from the pieces of paper.
So it came down to it. Now, Bitcoins, they are the new currency. You can check them out. Find out more about this new money at weusecoins.org. And you can go get a free online wallet at blockchain.info. With this blockchain wallet, you can send money to people's email accounts, to their Facebook as your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world without fees. No fees. That's the thing about Bitcoins that really makes them different, is you can send money nearly instantly around the world, no fees, to anybody, anywhere. It's blockchain.info, weusecoins.org.
You know, one of the fun things that about doing this show, Free Talk Live, and also about listening to the show, is that you get to hear two very distinct radio audiences mixed together on the air. And what I mean by that is, just a moment ago, we were talking to somebody who was calling from WNIS in the West Coast or the East Coast of Virginia Beach. And that is a very, you know, conservative kind of radio station, kind of a traditional conservative talk station. And we also have stations that are more progressive minded, like WWRL in New York City, for instance. We've also got the Mike 92.1 WXXM in Madison, Wisconsin. And so, you know, one call to the next, you're going to hear people from completely different political viewpoints. And of course, we don't take sides on either of those those coins. But Tim, you're back with us. You'd asked a question that I thought was very good. Can you go ahead and re-ask that? It was about money and property.
I betcha. I was talking about constructs. You know, I'm new to the show, and you guys
are very
open-minded, but it seems like you've embraced two constructs that I would like to break free from, money and ownership of property, and I'd like you guys to explain your affinity towards those.
Okay, so I'll be happy to. Now, first, I want to ask a question. When you're talking to the anarcho-socialist types, they'll use different terms when they mean property. So, what I want you to do is: do you mean property as in my photo albums and my
my
house?
Land.
Just land. Okay.
At the moment, correct.
Specifically land. Okay. So, let me back it up. Here's what I believe. I believe you own your body. Do you believe you own that?
Yes. I would like you guys to consider property ownership and money. But you can ask me a question. Yes.
Okay. Well, but I just, okay. So I believe that we're coming from here is that anything that's a scarce resource essentially can be owned. And, I believe that ultimately you are the owner of your own body. Even if you're held in slavery, you are the owner of your own body.
Oh, so of course you are.
If you can exchange your time and energy and talents and skills, if you can turn those into things that other people will exchange for other things, whether those things are chickens or whether they're, I don't know what it is that they might exchange, then you own the thing that you created and you own the thing that you exchanged it for. And so if people are parceling out scarce resources like land, then you should be able to exchange the things that you've created and the money that you've made from creating those things in order to get that land. That's why I believe in it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Now, could you guys talk a little bit about money as a construct? And
money is not a construct. Money is just a thing. It's not constructed. Unless you're talking
about Federal Reserve notes, are definitely constructed.
Yeah. It's only real in your mind. You guys, it is the greatest fairy tale is money.
I think I agree with you, Tim.
You guys are,
the money
you're
that we
breaking that.
Tim, hang on a second. I agree. Tim, I agree with what you're saying here. I think Mark did a poor job at answering. The money we use today, the money that is in your wallet.
Omar Schnabi did not believe in money. Omar Schnabi did not believe in land ownership.
Hang on. I'd like to answer your question, though, if you don't mind. So about money, okay? So the money that we I'm agreeing with you, and I want to make it clear why. I think that it is a construct, the money that we use today, in that it was completely constructed from thin air by a bunch of bankers and politicians who wanted to rob people blind from the value that they create through this really brilliant and devious Federal Reserve system that we have. The current money system is absolutely horrible, and it is impoverishing poor people. It's making poorer people even more poor.
It's
absolutely enslaving you, but it's not a problem with money as a concept. It's a problem with money as how it's created in this country. Money,
no, the problem is a construct because it's polluting Homo sapiens mind.
So let me see if I can clarify then. So what you're saying is you think gold and silver is also a bad idea.
You think the mine, that is a horrible idea. Look at,
what's a bad,
look
what's
at
a horrible
Nigeria.
Idea?
Look at the lead poisoning. Mining shiny metal.
What about Bitcoin? Is Bitcoin a terrible idea?
I have no idea what Bitcoin is.
You can go to weusecoins.org and study up on it. But I mean, people have been changing commodities since...
Mining minerals to pass around from one primate to the next, destroying the planet. That's absurdity.
Okay, a lot of that stuff's been around already. I mean, we're not creating new gold.
No. We're digging it. We're digging and polluting the planet.
Think that we should have
that's crazy.
You're interrupting everything we say about money, so I'd really like to have a conversation with you if you can just hang off on just a moment while we talk briefly about what money is, because maybe you don't really, maybe we're not connecting, we're not communicating accurately here. So let me just lay this out. Let's pretend like there is no greenbacks and there is no gold and silver. Now, I'm a chicken farmer, and you've got coconuts, and let's say that you want chickens, but I don't want your coconuts. How do you solve that problem?
I guess you trade something.
But you don't have anything that I want. You've got coconuts, and I don't want your coconuts. I have chickens. You want my chickens, but I don't want your coconuts. What do you do then? You just have to go around and trade with a bunch of people?
I mean, it's great. It's great. I mean, we go to wampum shells.
So you want to use shells, but you don't want to use shiny metal, right?
I don't mind using shiny metal, but shiny metal has ramifications.
I gotcha. It does. And everybody's responsible for the pollution that they put on other people's land. As far as I'm concerned, you can live in your own filth. But if... I got you. We have a system where people are not responsible, and that system was created by people that do not want to be responsible for their actions.
With
you, and I agree. Yep. However, if you have some shiny piece of metal and I want to exchange another shiny piece of metal for it, I should be able to do that.
All I'm saying
is you guys have accepted two constructs that are destroying the planet.
You can't, sir. You have to have a go-between in between human beings. Humans that have things, they want things from one another, and they're going to have something to trade. That's all money is. It's just a medium of exchange to make things better. Please come up with a money that doesn't involve digging stuff up, like Bitcoin. Go and check out Bitcoin, man, and tell me if you disagree with that. Call us back once you learn more about it.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy roast of lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there waiting for you. You can go and enjoy and take control of the website and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, discuss various different matters, whatever you want to do. It's all free. Just go to freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, we were just talking with a gentleman on the phone who is very anti the idea of money. And I think that we can get more into that in a moment.
His gotcha for using precious metals as money was they're destroying the environment. Now, my counter to that would be I support breathing, but however, I exhale carbon dioxide, and people, you know, some people would claim that the science says that that's destroying the environment too. So I say that we humans have to get along with our environment, and I think that polluting other people's land is wrong, but, you know, you have to get along too. You have
sure.
to live.
Sure. So come up with something else. Like if it's true that mining precious metals is destroying the environment, and I don't know if that's true or not, but I'll take his word for it. Then come up with something else. Come up with something so
he
revolutionary.
Said wampum shells.
Come on.
It's
well,
just
then
money.
You're gonna. Well, what is a wampum shell?
It's just a shell.
So wouldn't you have to start dredging beaches in order to get enough of them?
There you go.
Okay, so, but also, shells don't have the value that gold and silver does, because...
Yes, value to some people. I mean, gold and silver essentially is the same value as a shell.
But gold and silver has an... No. Gold and silver has an industrial value.
Okay, it has the industrial use, but gold and silver was used as currency before it was ever being used as for industrial purposes.
Okay, fine. That's fine. But now they're more valuable than shells. So to say they have the same value as a shell, not true. If they had the same value, people would be going and digging up shells.
Value is what people will pay for something.
That's right. And people pay more for things that are useful, like gold and silver. You can't take a shell and do much more than make some sort of art, piece of artwork out of it. So anyway,
what you
my
could do
suggestion.
With gold and silver back when they were money.
Great. I'm not talking about back when. I'm talking about now. So what my suggestion is if you think that gold and silver is so bad, and I agree this is the Federal Reserve note's terrible, but if you think that gold and silver is so bad, then come up with something better. Oh, wait. It's already been done. The Bitcoin is here. It's been here for a few years now, and its popularity is increasing, and it takes no resources beyond the electricity that we're already using to operate the Internet.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah.
You can get your Bitcoins by going to bitinstant.com. After you go to weusecoins.org and watch the short video and check out some of the links there that are supposed to educate you on the idea of Bitcoin and what it is, but you can go to bitinstant.com and get your Bitcoins. Now, Bitcoins allow you to send and receive money anywhere in the world, potentially anonymously, without having governments be able to freeze your account or banking agencies be able to inflate the Bitcoin currency. All of these things are impossible with Bitcoin. It is the new step in empowering the individual when it comes to currency. And you can get them through bitinstant.com at more than a million locations around the world, more than 30 countries, bitinstant.com.
It's a great concept, and if you haven't learned about it yet, take the time. Watch the two-minute video.
It's going to change the world. This is the new invention that's as big as the Internet.
Go to weusecoins.org. Check this out. Mark, you and I, we don't... There's no Bitcoin company. It's not a government thing. It's a completely distributed, open-source money project. And it's working. So you and I, we don't hold stock in Bitcoin. We have some Bitcoins, but we don't own a piece of the company because there is no company.
It's not multi-level marketing,
right?
If I manage to get you into Bitcoin.
Yeah, we're not getting a spiff off of you buying some Bitcoins. We love the idea. We're not just backing it up because somebody's buying a sponsorship to have us promote Bitcoins. Bitcoins are actually useful, and they are money because people are using them as a medium of exchange. And I think that's we're going to get back to your phone calls here in a moment, but I think it's important to talk briefly about the idea of money without being interrupted. We had the last guy on. He kept interrupting when we tried to make a point.
He's thought about it a lot, and he has a lot of ideas in this area. So, I mean, you know,
his ideas are that the money that we have is bad. But that doesn't mean that money as an idea is a bad idea. It's necessary, as we gave with the example where he was, you know, dumbfounded as far as what's he going to do about getting my chickens when he's only got coconuts and I don't want coconuts. Well, I guess we all have to go to, trade with somebody else and get something that somebody else has, and then maybe that other person will want what we've been trading for.
Money is a medium of exchange.
Right.
That's all.
That's what money is. And the more effective money does a better job at it. And we've seen money be decimated with the ideas like the Federal Reserve note, this fiat currency where they could just print as many of them as they want. At least with gold and silver, there's a finite amount of them out there, and so therefore they can hold their value as people are, you know, trading them here and there. I think that Bitcoin is more, I think Bitcoin's better than gold and silver because you can transfer Bitcoins in an instant. You can transfer whatever divisible amount of a Bitcoin as you want to. You can transfer 0.000001 Bitcoin, and that's no problem.
I think gold and silver have the track record. I like Bitcoins.
I understand they have a track record, but I think that as a product, you compare one next to the other, Bitcoins have it. They've got what gold and silver don't have. They have the ability to transact business instantaneously. You don't have that with gold and silver.
Over the Internet.
Over the Internet or in person,
or
standing in front of somebody.
You can instantaneously do a transaction with gold and silver.
They've got that
if you're
too,
standing
though,
in front of somebody.
Right, but they can do, you can do both. And with Bitcoin, you're not having to weigh out gold. You don't have to weigh the silver. You don't have to worry, is this real silver? Has it been, fool's gold?
Counterfeiting is nigh impossible.
So, right. I mean, there's a lot of real wins with Bitcoin. Anyway, check it out. Weusecoins.org. Let's go back to you and your thoughts. Let's talk to David, listening in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Yeah, how are you? You know, I've been interested in this issue for years, and I guess kind of the way I'd raise it in the way that previous caller had been discussing it, I look at it as money is supposed to reflect your reputation. And if you're a good carpenter, if you're a good software programmer, if you're a good nuclear scientist, if you're a good ditch digger, your reputation is supposed to precede you because people are going to admire your work. If you enjoy your work, if you have a lot of satisfied clients or customers, they're going to come back to you because you do a good job. Now, when somebody, if you put all your money in a bank and somebody robs that bank, hypothetically, they're stealing your reputation. they're not just taking your money, they're taking your reputation, because your reputation reflects all of these numbers. And so when you have a currency which can essentially work on all sorts of transactions, whether it's crack dealing or you know, grocery shopping, then your reputation can be stolen as easily as it can be transferred. And so this whole idea of having a civilization, that a civilization requires a certain amount of stability, that there's happiness in the homeland, that there's calm, there's steadiness, that there's regularity. These things get confounded when somebody steals everybody's reputation and then it goes out into the world and stirs up a fight because they don't want to get caught. And we can see this with, you know, basically the bigotry that's going on with the wars that, you know, pitting Christians against Muslims, or pitting Jews against Muslims, or, you know, Shinto against Buddhists, or something like that. Things that can't be proven still can be charted out. And, you know, great wars have happened, and it's based upon things which, when a reputation can be bought and sold, or basically a reputation can be stolen.
I can't really say I agree with this the idea that money is reputation.
The foundational thesis, which is money is reputation.
I think that, you know, you could make an argument that money could reflect a good reputation, but you can still make money by doing bad things and by, you know, destroying people's lives.
What's with politicians?
Yeah, so I don't think that's really accurate. I think your reputation only has to do with whether or not you honor your agreements and the amount of communication that people are able to have about whether or not you honor your agreements. But I thank you for your call tonight, David. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with the Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,791.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,835.80, $9,1790 for a half ounce, or $458.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,835.80, $9,1790, and $458.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you online to freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then we'd like it if you would support Free Talk Live. You can do that by going to become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We made some changes recently to the AMP program. We raised the minimum contribution from $3 to $5, and it seems like that's gone pretty well. I did my first week's, every week I kind of sit down, I do some data entry, and I process the amplifiers. Everybody that comes in, I kind of check over the automation system, make sure it's working correctly, and that somebody, you know, didn't fall through the cracks. So as I was sort of babysitting and checking over the AMP program this week, it was a pretty good week for AMP. I think we got more than we lost, because every week somebody drops off and somebody else signs up, and this is kind of how it works. And it's always nice to see more people coming in than going in any given week. So amp.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get behind the show for as little as $5 a month, you know, the price of a good cup of coffee. That's something that allows us to market our show and the ideas of liberty, therefore, to other radio stations around the country. We've got over 110 stations right now, and that means we have a lot of room to grow. We can still add a bunch of stations in a lot of markets that we're not heard in at all, and your AMP dollars can help us make that possible. It has been. It's the Free Talk Live Amplifier program is the reason, number one, why this program is making the impact that it is in the world of talk radio.
Yeah, the AMP program has put us on more than 110 stations across the country.
Right, so you can help with that, and you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP only call in lines, the AMP only podcast, AMP only forum. The AMP only podcast, by the way, doesn't have the regular podcast ads in it. So again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and it makes a big difference for us. So thank you in advance. amp.freetalklive.com. Right to the phones, to your thoughts. Jim is listening in Daytona Beach. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
I had two questions for you.
Okay.
One is about what I'm seeing online, where there's a debit card associated with bitcoins, where you can use a debit card now.
Well, I don't know if now is the right term, but soon.
Okay.
They're working on it.
I saw a page where you can order it, and I didn't know if that was legitimate or not, because I had read some articles saying it was coming, but then I also found another page saying you can order it, actually place your order for it. So I know you've warned on your show in the past there are some scams, people that are not, you know, not the Bitcoin individuals directly, but others, you know, running scams. And I saw that offer to actually purchase a Bitcoin debit card, and I just had never heard you guys mention that.
Well, we certainly are not the arbiters of all things going on in the Bitcoin world. It's a big world out there. There are a lot of new services that are popping up all the time, and you're absolutely right.
It's hard to know.
Buyer beware.
It's hard to know what the scams are and what's not.
You do need to be cautious. And, you know, not knowing in advance is one thing, but maybe keeping an eye out, watching what other people's experiences are, seeing what happens. Eventually, these different organizations will build some reputation for themselves, like the folks over at BitInstant.com.
Right. I'm waiting for their card. It's coming out soon.
They've been doing great work, and we've been talking about BitInstant for quite a while. They help people turn cash into Bitcoins. And at the bottom of their website right now is a pre-order form. So I don't know what you've seen or where you've seen.
That's not the one I saw, but I'll probably wait for theirs. Now, the other question I had was, do you get a sense that people are purchasing Bitcoins to actually use as currency, or are they doing it as an investment? Because if I'm looking at this right, I'm looking at a chart here that shows literally over a three-year period that this has gone from essentially pennies per coin to now almost $13 for one Bitcoin.
That's right, yeah.
And that would have been one heck of an investment for somebody.
Heck, just a couple months ago, they were $10. I mean, they've gone up 25% in about 2 months' time. So you're absolutely right. There are people doing all of the above is the answer. So some people are using them actively. Some people are holding on to them. And it just depends on, you know, what their motivations are.
Yeah, as it becomes easier to use Bitcoins in more places, it's my understanding that three of the top 25 websites in the world are looking at rolling out Bitcoin buying options here within the next 6 months or so. I would imagine that would take the value of Bitcoin and drop kick it into the stratosphere. That's just a guess on my part.
You never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Don't take investment advice from people on the radio. But that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, that's the part of it I see here. Maybe as the better opportunity, at least in the short run, is maybe to make some money on just the increase in value, because as a stock goes, that looks like a pretty great stock, this chart I'm looking at here.
It'd be a commodity.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, think about it from this perspective. You know that people are doing both, right? Because if people weren't using the Bitcoin actively, they wouldn't be as valuable. Because Bitcoin is valuable because it's useful. Like, people can instantly transact business online, and there's no fees, and you don't have to go through banks, and you don't have to, you know, there aren't these gatekeepers that we're so used to in the money system. Bitcoin's incredibly valuable. It's just, you know, distributed. It's not centralized. And
it's here open source.
Right. And there's a huge black market use for Bitcoin, which I think for me really drove my understanding of, because I understand the black market.
It would.
When I heard that the Silk Road was open, and I learned what the Silk Road was. Now, had I been a smart investor, I would have bought a bunch of Bitcoins right when I realized how useful they were, but I didn't. I'm not a good investor. I'm just a, you know, I have decent understanding of how the black market works. And so I think on the strength of the black market alone, Bitcoin will survive, but then there's all those other legal products out there that, you know, Bitcoins are useful for, and the more adoption it has within the legal framework of products that are available in the open market, the more useful it'll become. So it's an incredibly versatile tool that's allowing people to do things that they've really never been able to do before with money, and it's incredible.
Well, thank you very much. You have a good night.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. Yeah, certainly when that debit card is available, we're going to be telling you about it, the one from BitInstant.com.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to make all my purchases with that debit card, or at least, you know, as many as I can.
Let's go to Evan. He's on the line listening in Tupelo to WKMQ. Hey, Evan.
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I've listened to y'all, I believe it's only twice that I've heard you spend this week, and I agree with a lot of things you say, but there's one thing I don't really agree with, and I wanted to see how y'all felt about this. I think it was 2 days ago y'all were talking about if you're overwhelmingly going to lose in a certain state, if you're, say, a Democrat, it's going to be a big Republican state, that you're wasting your time by getting out and voting.
Specifically for that for that position, like, for instance, most of the time when you're going to vote, there's quite a few people in whatever column you're going to vote in. So if you're going to vote R's and you're in New York State or city, for instance, New York City, if you're a Republican, I would just stay home on a voting day. But if you go out and you do vote, chances are good that your vote isn't going to count. But if you're talking about the presidential election and you're not in one of the 12 or 10 swing states that are out there, I frankly think that you should spend your time walking your dog or playing with your kid.
But, Mark, I mean, some local elections, your vote could matter.
I just made it clear that this was the presidential election I was talking about.
Right. Well, I mean, in the presidential election, though, there are other votes that you could go and do. I'm sorry.
You're not in every district. You don't know what the votes are in every place. So I made it clear. That's all that it takes.
Okay.
Go right ahead, sir.
Well, see, the point I was going to make is that...
Stick it.
Sorry. Especially in a local election, if you have a view of apathy, like my candidate's going to win or my candidate's going to lose, if you have enough people thinking that way, then it can definitely make a big difference. And
yeah,
I would
I
equate it to, say, if I live on a certain street and, you know, if somebody litters, one person litters, not a big deal. But if everybody thinks, oh, not a big deal to litter, and everybody's littering on my street, then it turns into a big problem.
Yep, I totally agree. The reason I was critiquing you, Mark, is because you made it sound like that they should just stay home if they don't like the presidential election. And my point is, there may very well be a very important local election in which your vote might be worthwhile.
And if you had been listening to what I said I'm talking specifically about the presidential election.
Right,
and
but
if
you said stay home.
If you live in a state where the presidential election's already decided, and frankly...
But there are other ballots, so why stay home?
You don't know what's going on in every district.
Most,
if there are
everyone
other ballots,
else has something
then take
else.
That in consideration when you're taking your, making
how many,
your vote.
How many places in this country have just the presidential ticket on there? Zero. There are always local offices
there,
up
there
for
are.
Election.
You're just making some kind of blanket statement. I have no idea.
There are always local offices for
specifically, I wasn't saying that either one of y'all were talking about a certain one. I was just talking about in general. I don't agree that you should think that your one vote doesn't mean anything because enough people think that way, it can make differences.
But you can't control what other people think. You only control what you can think and do.
I'm just saying if people think that way.
I agree with
that. That's magic thinking, okay? The idea that if I take my butt to the polling booth, that somehow that's going, and because I understand math and I take my butt to the polling booth anyway, and that's going to somehow change someone else's opinion is magic thinking.
I don't think he's saying that, Mark. I think you're miscommunicating with Evan. Evan, I thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. I agree with you, by the way. I think people should go out and participate in their local elections if there's somebody worth voting for. If it's a bunch of scumbags, then stay home. But if there's actually somebody
who
loves...
They are voting for politicians, even.
Thank you, Evan. If there is somebody out there who loves liberty on the ballot and you know that they're principled, then that's, to me, that's worth the trip. We're coming up, 855-453. Hour 3 is next.
Ever wondered what you do if you're seriously sick or injured on a trip? You need OnCall International, and joining me is the company's CEO, Mike Kelly. Now, Mike, why is this protection so critical?
Medical evacuation in the U.S. or abroad can cost $30,000, $50,000, or even $100,000 and is rarely covered by major medical plans, including Medicare. OnCall International membership protects your health and wallet with services, including evacuation to the hospital of your choice.
Right now, you can save 30% off your membership with the code RUDY30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting out a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.